escape to the metaverse, but act like you know. You are now tuned into the Matthew and Rizzo show. Escape to the metaverse. Better act like you know. You are now tuned into the Matthew and Rizzo show. Hey everyone, before we begin this week's episode of the Matthew and Rizzo Show, just want to give a quick shout out to our sponsor, Proof of Beauty. Proof of Beauty is an experimental digital experience studio. The blockchain is their canvas and the tokens are their brush. You can learn more about Proof of Beauty by checking out pob.studio. You can follow them on Twitter as well at prrfbeauty. That's PRRF Beauty on Twitter and pob.studio on their homepage to learn more about their projects like Hash, London, and Publico. Thank you and enjoy the show.
Okay, Latasha, welcome to the Matthew and Rizzo Show.
Hello. How's it going?
Pretty good. Really excited to talk about all the things going on at Zora. But before we get into all the meat and potatoes, I'm curious if you could introduce yourself a little bit. Tell us about your background, where you're coming from, what brought you into NFT land and down the crypto rabbit hole, and we can go from there.
Sure. My name is Latasha. I am a singer, songwriter, rapper, producer, artist overall, and now I am also head of community programming at Zora. And I got into NFTs back in February through my partner, Jamel Reynolds. He goes by Art by Ja on Twitter. And we were manifesting, I like to say, this new world where we can pretty much, you know, show our art, display our art, and then receive value for our art without a middleman for some time. And then one day my partner came into the room and he was like, yo, I'm selling my art online. And I was like, what are you talking about? And he was like, this thing called NFTs. And I didn't believe it. I thought it was a joke. I was worried about copyright. I was worried about all the things. And then I really started studying blockchain in January, December, around that time of 2020, 2021. And I realized that this was really a viable way for artists to figure out revaluing their creations. And so I got in February. I minted my first piece, which became one of the first music videos on blockchain on NFTs. And then I also became the first woman rapper in the NFT space. And since then, I've been just running amok with multiple different types of NFTs, from video, music video, film, photography, music on its own, and really just trying to create a new blueprint for artists to see success for themselves in a new lane. And it's been really beautiful. And then Zora, I've been a big fan of Zora since I started this journey. And Zora hit me and was like, hey, do you want to become community lead? And I was like, absolutely, I do. And I did that in June. And since June till January, I was community lead. And then I got a promotion to head of community programming. And just really grateful to be here.
Taja, I'm really excited from this one. I feel like I've sort of been like watching you from afar this whole time, because you came into the scene, and the way you came into the scene like reminds me very much of David Bianchi, who we like interviewed a little while ago, because he came in like sort of out of nowhere looking extremely polished. And he was like doing a lot of things like within the, you know, the video scene, the music scene within NFTs that like a lot of people really weren't focused on at the time. And you know, 2021 was like such a crazy year with so many like outside influencers coming in to sort of like co-opt the scene and sort of like extract value from the scene, that I wasn't really sure like how to take it first. I'm like, you know, Latasha seems like polished enough. Like she could totally be like a Sony Music like plant, like here to
that's, you know, hilarious.
Take from all of us. And you know, the more I like saw you do exactly what you just said, like sort of manifest like your own destiny within the scene, I'm like, you know, Latasha's like, she speaks Web 3. She like gets it and like understands and is like clearly like out there using your influence to, you know, uplift other people and, you know, sort of spread the word of like what, you know, this technology can do for people. So I'm a big fan from afar, and I'm like really honestly like totally relieved to see that you aren't like Sony Music Plant or something. I feel like from afar, it seemed like right around like NFT NYC time is when I felt like you like really started blowing up, or at least like that's when it started to seem like, oh man, like Natasha's like really gaining some traction. She's selling some NFTs for a lot of money, and doing well for herself. Is that what it felt like for you, or what's like this whole like run up been like for you?
Well, I'm so happy that you thought I was a plant. That makes me feel special. But I, you know, my whole career, I've always kind of wanted to keep independence. That's like, I'm from Brooklyn, so I've watched Jay-Z a lot of my career, and heard him say things like keep your masters, stay as independent as you can for a long time. And I've witnessed artists like, you know, Frank Ocean and Jay-Z and Nas and a bunch of different kinds of artists figure out different lanes for themselves, utilizing the industry or not utilizing the industry. And for me as a woman artist, I just couldn't really fathom being controlled in the way that the music industry does for women. I've had a lot of labels hit me up and be like, yo, I want you to get signed. I want you to do things. And I didn't like it. I just spiritually, it didn't connect with me. But when I got into the Web3 space, this immediately clicked for me. It made sense in the sense of like having my community and people that really genuinely love the work be a part of the collection of it, be part owners of it. This all made sense to me. And so when I got in it, I was like, I'm going to do anything I can to make sure that this story gets pushed. Not just my story, but the story of Web3 becoming the new frontier for us as creatives and developers as well. And so my journey, I think, started all the way in February and then just kept growing little by little. It was like small things were happening, like Her Story DAO developed, and then I was, you know, getting I had like the first highest sold music video back in May, and then things just kept happening. And then before I knew it, it was like, okay, NFT NYC, I'm performing now, like people get to see the years of performance work that I've been working on, right? I've been working on performing since 20, I don't know, forever, pretty much. I think I've been performing since I was a little kid, but on stage performances have been happening since I was first starting this rap thing. And I mean, I've performed like on the same stages as some of the greats like Kendrick and, you know, Kanye and Q-Tip and all these crazy people. So I've always had this bag ready to just be open, you know? And then this space really allowed that to just open up. And then NFT NYC came, and there were just like a lot of things happening with NFT NYC and a lot of things that I saw that I wanted to change within the NFT space for, you know, Black and brown folk, for LGBTQIA plus folk. And so I was really adamant about changing stuff. And so used my Twitter a lot to speak on those concerns. And I think that's when things just started to like, oh, people were really listening now. But I've always been here. I've always been saying stuff and doing stuff. I just think NFT NYC like catapulted a bit of it.
100%. One of the questions that I had, and I was really curious to kind of dive in over the conversation, because Zora's been around for a while and they've been going through couple different iterations. I've always vibed with all the tweets coming out of Zora. they live and breathe, and like they have the same heartbeat as this space, I feel. And now in their most current iteration as a market protocol, I'm curious if you can kind of unpack where Zora's at today, who's integrating the protocol, and all that good stuff.
Wow, Zora, yeah, definitely has been here before I even got into this space. But Zora is becoming just an incredible like being within the NFT space and Web3 space, in the sense of, one, Zora's ethos and proclamation has stayed the same. It's about autonomy. It's about sovereignty. It's about getting rid of the middleman. It's about saying fuck the system and really just allowing people to create their own through what we have for tools. If anything, Zora, I'd like to see is a tool base for artists and developers to create their own, right? And now the platform is advancing. We're moving into our next worlds, which is V3. And I can't even say all the amazing things that are coming up yet. But I assume once this comes out, you guys will see that we moved into buy now, and we've already moved into being an aggregator platform. So it's more like a vibier version of OpenSea, I like to say. like the really dope vibey version of OpenSea with really cool aesthetic and really dope community. And I think what Zora offers that's very different from anywhere else, and why I was so adamant in pushing Zora, is this real idea of sovereignty, this real idea that I could build my own and I could take the steps that Zora implants and take and make my own through it. And now with buy now coming for Zora, with all these other things that are coming that I wish I could just scream out, we're really going to see Zora become like what it's supposed to become. And not to make it like it's going to be the world of Zora through Web3, but I feel like Zora is going to be the example of what a really dope, you know, project is within Web3, a really dope example of how artists can really find a world for themselves too. So I love Zora. I'm so excited for it and excited for everything that it's going to bring forward.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, one of the things that you're really passionate about also speaks to me as well, in terms of like, you know, being able to use this technology, in your case, Zora as well, to like, you know, give opportunities to people who might not have otherwise had these opportunities to, you know, make a living creating for themselves or mm-hmm. make a living at all from their, you know, form of art, whatever it may be.
Right.
You know, this is something I've given a lot of thought to as well. And I don't even know, like, if anyone really knows the answer, but like, you know, clearly as someone who's given this a lot of thought, like yourself, like what does our space need more of in order to like continue, you know, this mission, so to speak, of like, you know, using this technology to give opportunities to people, you know, what are we lacking, or what do you think, like, you know, Web3 as a community can do better to like sort of, you know, just continue to make progress in that area?
You know, I think it's really important that in the early stages that we're in right now, I like to call us the dinosaur stage right now. Like we're really on some pterodactyl thing, right?
Yes,
so
totally.
So I think it's important in order for, you know, in order for us to advance and progress, you know, in the best way that we can, is to listen and really listen to what the people are asking for and need. I think that's why I'm really excited for Zora, because I think Zora does a lot of listening and taking in information and then developing things that speak to what the people are looking for. I also think I don't want to say the word diversity, because that word is such a triggering word, but I think thinking in the sense of who's at the table, you know, of all these projects that we're creating. If your table looks just like you, it's a problem. I think everybody who's creating something that's really important needs diversity, in the sense of like different skin, different, you know, economic status, different sexuality, all of it, because these stories is what's going to really catapult us to the next wave of what we need to be in the world. Web3 is going to become the world. You know what I mean? In the next couple of years, we're going to see this be everything. And so we need to make sure that in the beginning stages of it, we're bringing everyone and all types of narratives and stories to the forefront of this thing, and all types of art too, right? Like we don't want to just see shiny beings that don't look like us art all the time, which I love. I love a cyberpunk art, but I think it's really important to also have art that speaks to our human being and our consciousness and where we are right now. And I want to make sure that we save the human race before we all AI ourselves in Web3. So I'm always thinking about those things. And I think what's also as important is coming into Web3 with the energy of, you know, this is going to be good for us. You know, I think a lot of people come with their skepticism and, you know, their issues and their doubts. And I think it's important, if we all want to see this advance, to have a collective consciousness of advancement, of betterment, of something that's going to really transform the world. And so I push that often, and not to be some toxic positivity person, because I hate that shit too. But I think it's really important for people to think, yo, we're all in this because we wanted change. We wanted something different. We wanted to create a new foundation for us. And the world that we were in just wasn't doing that for us anymore. And so I like to think like that often.
Well said.
Yeah.
Did you see my toxic positivity tweet? Is that what you said?
No, I definitely did it. My bad. I didn't even know.
Oh, no, it's okay. I was just like talking trash on toxic positivity, basically. No, well said. I just wanted to cook something.
Yeah. I'm not here for the toxic positivity, but I am here for the balance. You know, that's what I'm here for. And I think it's important that we think like that often.
Definitely. I mean, definitely keeping an eye to the future and like understanding the raw potential and full potential of this technology on creating a much, much different world than we live in today is huge.
Absolutely.
Paramount. And like, self-inspiring, and just it helps move everything forward. And then the inclusion aspect that you're talking about, like bringing as many people to the table as possible, like creating like UN meetings all the time amongst everyone. I feel like that's crucial and like a huge feature of this space. It's really honestly super exciting to interact with so many folks from different walks of life.
Absolutely.
But another part, being so new and especially with the protocol level, that I'm curious to hear about is like the education, the awareness, like helping folks figure out how to use this incredibly powerful tooling that's emerging. How is Zora thinking about that? And then from the community standpoint, curious to hear about initiatives on that front as well.
Absolutely. Well, Zora is big on education because we open source all of our code already, right? So we have our docs where people could go and read up if you're a developer on how to use the tooling. But then on the very base surface level, I built up Zoratopia, which is my educational front that also throws really dope parties and events. But it started out as just like this hangout seminar where I would just tell people how I got into Web3 and teach them everything from onboarding to minting to different platforms that are available to them, to how to, you know, market and push your NFTs and who to connect with. And it's really been astounding to witness it grow. We started last year in September and we've onboarded over 500 artists, and a lot of them have been advancing so monumentally in the space. It's so crazy. A perfect example is Sassy Black and Iman Europe, who were first Zoratopia folk, and then now Iman is Sound XYZ's head of relations, and Sassy's working with Arpeggio Labs, and there's just so many incredible people out there growing out of this thing that we just wanted to teach people, you know, the tools. And it's just, it's a remarkable thing to see, you know, people that I've known for years, or if people I've seen really be amazing artists and, you know, felt shut out, felt like they couldn't advance in the old ways and traditional ways of the music industry or art industries, and then get into Web3 and burst up, you know, and become these crazy and amazing people within the space. And I'm just really excited to see that happen some more. So Zoratopia has really been a foundation for a lot of folks, a community space of education. And then a safe space for, you know, the LGBTQI plus community and the Black and Brown and BIPOC communities. And, you know, we create like these really dope events out in Art Basel or ETHs, you know, all the ETH events that are happening right now. We're creating events within them, so people feel like they have a diverse home to go to and really connect with people. And it's been really a beautiful thing to witness. And along with that, Zora is also working on a dev project to support, you know, developers within the space. And I'm really hyped for that too, because I am not a dev, but I would love to learn and meet and connect too. So much is coming out of Zora, and I'm hyped for y'all to just witness it.
In terms of like, you know, you do a lot as a creator personally outside of like the community development that you're doing with Zora. And, you know, probably have as good of a finger on the pulse of like, you know, what you can and can't do within like the technological limitations of like Web3. In terms of like your own personal musical career, performance career, like, are there things that you feel like the space is significantly lacking just in terms of like, I don't know, like the size of the file types you wish you could like, you know, mint properly, or like, you know, are there like a couple tools that like you really feel like you would benefit from having in your tool chest, and then like, you know, things would really be able to ramp up for what you're trying to do within this space? Or do you feel like it's more of like an awareness thing? Like, we got the technology, we just need to expose more people to it.
Great question. I was just asked this in a Friends with Benefits conversation. And, you know, I have so many ideas of tools that I want to see. But I know it all takes time, so I'm being as patient as possible. But one thing that I'm crying I've been crying for since I got here, was a streaming platform for music NFTs. I really want to see that happen ASAP before Spotify comes in here, which they already are doing. But I still want to see us have our own platform. I think it's really important that we could like listen to us, because I think the artists that are coming out of music in Web3 really are creating some of the most quality music that I've heard in a very long time, and are artists that have taken the time and really been precise about what they want to create and intentional about what they want to create. And they don't always get the looks within, you know, the Spotify's or the other DSPs, because they're not, you know, boxed in projects or plants. Like, you know, they're just them, they're themselves. And Web3 allows for you to be yourself. So I want to see a platform that really allows artists to stream that kind of music. That's one thing that I would love to see. The beauty with Zora is that, you know, the file size could be very large. That's why I use Zora first for my music videos, because you could actually mint a very large file size on Zora. And I was like, word, that's like incredible. And then it's like zero fees, so I'm getting all my bang for my buck, which is amazing, except for the gas fee, of course, but everything is a gas fee if you're on Ethereum. But something else that I've been like hoping for is some sort of tool that brings everything together. Like, and I think I've heard of some coming out, but something that I could put like my music NFTs, my music video NFTs, my photography, everything together in one world would be really freaking sick. And make it super easy, make it MySpace easy for me. I want to see that, because I am not a developer and I don't want to become a developer. So anything that's easy, push of a button, let's make it happen, because the people need that.
Yeah, my next question is sort of like in that vein, like what else do we need to make, especially NFT music? I feel like this, I've been seeing over the past couple of months, a huge push finally, like from everyone, like NFT music. And I feel like everyone's so primed and so ready for this year to be the year of NFT music.
Yeah.
What do we still need? And like, what should NFT music actually be? I feel like people in the space sort of have like some biased expectations of what that will look like, but like, what actually should we expect it to be? I'm curious about that.
We need more collectors, and diverse collectors. We need to find a way to onboard more of that, I want to say, too. Because the issue with NFT music has been that it's the same damn collectors every time. And I think a lot of people who are interested in collecting have this fear of music collection. And that's just because we've lived in a world where music was devalued for so many years, right? Like through the streaming platforms, we really devalued what music is, when what we should have done was where we are at now, right? We should have, in the beginnings of Spotify, there should have been this new kind of form where one person can, or multiple people could have high-end ownership and really support an artist the way they want to, right? And then have the music available for everybody to stream, but not to download, maybe something of that sort. And I would love to see, if SoundXYZ and Catalog became besties and just worked together, and then Zora did like the music video, or not even Zora, like Glass Protocol was like, yo, let me put my music videos up in here. That would be fire. That would make it easier for the artists to just figure this thing out, instead of like having to be, you know, not that being platform agnostic is a problem, but it would be much easier for us to just take people to our website and just say, this is all I got, and you could go ahead and bid on all these things, or you could go ahead and listen to all these things. But we need more developers in that vein, and we need more collectors who get why the hell we're doing this. A lot of collectors in the beginnings of my career were just like, I don't get like the music, you know, NFTs. I don't understand it. And I would like have to sit down and explain to them like how the music industry has worked. I would have to explain to them that like every time you collect one of my music NFTs, and I mean like a WAV file, not a music video, but every time you collect one of my WAV files, what you're doing is, one, countering the years of oppression that the music industry has held onto musicians. And then on the other side, you are becoming a part of like my brand and my art stock now. So as I advance as an artist, whatever you bought from me is going to be higher in price, and your secondary market sale will push even more. And I don't think people are thinking about the secondary market enough. I really feel like we need to like forge that in the next couple of months, and just like think about that more and more often. Cause I've had some crazy sales at my secondary market stands. I even have one right now. I have a music video that's up for like $5 million on the secondary market, you know? And when that hits, that's it. Like the music industry can't tell me shit anymore. but you know, there's a lot that could happen in the next couple of, I'm going to say weeks, you know, cause you know how this space moves. It's very fast. That could show that music has value and is an art form in itself.
Yeah. It's almost like, you know, years, you know, I grew up collecting music because streaming music just was in its infancy, or like not even a thing at all. And so it's almost like a throwback to like go into that model, except like you're actually giving money to the people who created it instead of the record labels first. But I feel like streaming music has done the same thing that, like, you know, digital photography has done, in terms of like sort of devaluing those art forms overall, because people have just sort of like expected it to be free for so long, or just been expected to be able to consume it for free for so long. Mm-hmm. And yo, Tasha, seriously, Matt knows I've been like wanting some sort of like thing, just like you're talking about, like as a NFT collector, you know, I really just want like one wallet that just holds all the things, like all the right blockchains, all the different types, just like let me open up one thing, see all the stuff, like have it, you know, Google style, organize it for me and everything, without like, and I think this is why we're like sort of in the dinosaur age right now, right? Because we sort of like have all this tech, but it's all sort of still up and coming in its own like separate silos, and doesn't like quite like play nicely
with everything yet. Yeah, we need everybody to be friends, seriously, and just like just be in the vision of what this is, decentralization. So like just all let's all be friends and connect something. But we know we'll see what happens. I'm sure things will come to play very soon. And I'm excited to see that happen, because then we are literally toe-to-toe with how the music industry has been formulated for years. And so that's what I'm here for, you know. I love a lot of people in the music industry, don't get me wrong, but I've been telling them like, yo, something's gonna come where y'all not gonna be able to do this no more. And so when we get to that place, what are y'all gonna do? And this is the time.
My next question for you, though, and this is sort of a privilege of working in community, at community, at one of these amazing projects in this space, is we get such an amazing vantage point to look out and see just a bevy of amazing talent on the horizon that a lot of other people may not be aware of. Mm-hmm. So I'm just curious if you can kind of like give us all the names of artists, musicians that are in the space right now that we should be following, that we need to be up on, that we need to be collecting.
Wow, there's
just
so
get
many.
Into it.
Oh give man,
us all the
every
names.
Single name.
Whoa. If I give y'all all the names, I'm gonna miss somebody and they're gonna be tight with me. But all right, so let's start with some Zoratopia folk so that we can make sure they get in some love. So Jamie Cornelia is this incredible non-binary rapper who's fucking one of my favorites. I've been friends with them for years, but now they're getting into this space and they're bringing not just music, but also bringing some really dope art into the space and music video. And I've been so proud of them getting into here. Definitely check them out. They have some music on catalog and they've been really modest on their pricing just because they're just starting out. And I want to see them like start, you know, picking up the pricing. So go ahead and collect from Jamie. Maroof is an incredible rapper in the part of Zoratopia family, had just did a 3 ETH bid on their music video for Canal Street. I started the party bid on it because the video was just too insane not to start the music video, the party bid for. Crazy rapper, incredible artist. Of course, Iman Europe, who I will sing her praises for centuries because she is just such a beautiful being of light, and works for Sound XYZ now and has been pushing on catalog and Zora and a bunch of different places. Ja, I have to give love to my love because he's my partner, but he's also just such an incredible 3D animator, 2D animator, filmmaker, just does it all and is working on a film right now that's coming to Web3. And it's really exciting to see film start taking a place in this. T is starting a web series on Web3. I mean, it's not about Web3, but it's going to be living on Web3 called Another Day, which I'm hyped because I've been wanting him to push this series for a long time. And it's like a TV show series that's going to be on Web3. So that's really cool because nobody has done series yet. Some other peeps that you should check out, Angel E, she's amazing on Twitter Spaces and is hilarious, but also a great photographer in the space. Who else am I pushing? Oh my God, there's so many. Yosnir is one of my favorite artists in the space. Obviously, you got to collect from Yos. Of course, Drift, you have to collect from Drift if you got the bank, because now Drift just hit 100K. So I don't know if everybody got that bank yet. Who else is out here? I love Bobby, Faith, Sursu, of course. Dylan ATM is this really incredible filmmaker and artist as well that I think doesn't get enough love, and people need to go check out what he's doing. He has a really dope mirror up right now that everybody needs to go and see, and has this really dope music video on Zora that I can't wait to see that one hit. Damn, there's too many people.
And good off the top of the head.
Quiet, the Kids Are Sleeping just did a really dope release on catalog, and the album is fire. One of the first crews that I've seen doing like the whole album collection on catalog as well. I know a few other people have done that, but they were like the first group that I like rap group that I saw do it together. I'm gonna miss Ibn and Galore, of course, always Henno, Mick Jenkins, who else? Damn, there's so many people. Sassy Black, of course, is like doing the damn thing. Momo, I love this person. Momo just has this amazing like video game aesthetic that I just been wanting to collect, but I'm not ETH rich enough to collect her fire. So if you see a Momo, you got that ETH pull up. I'm gonna miss mad people. Greg Newman, who's really amazing, has a show with D Smoke coming up too, and rapper, really phenomenal rapper that I don't think gets enough credit, and also was one of the first music video NFT pioneers in the space too. And then I'll shout out like Connie Digital, and who's like literally my grandfather. I like to say my godfather, right? Because he was the first of the hip hop space. Grandpa Connie. And but he's probably younger than me, jokes, but really fucking dope rapper. And and just everybody, Zortopia, my communities, my Family Matters communities, and just all these fucking fire ass artists. Domino's really cool too. I love that guy. You know, who else? Pat Locke. Damn, guys, why'd you do this to me? I'm gonna miss so many people.
You killed it. I mean, there's only so much you can do being like totally blindsided by this question.
Yeah, everybody's gonna curse me out later, but it's all good. I'm not mad at it.
Just another shout out for Grandpa Connie. Grandpa Connie, my world. Theme song for the Matthew and Rizzo show. Yes. Intro theme song ever.
Shout out to Connie, yo.
Latasha, I feel like we covered like, you know, your story coming up in the space, like where Zora is going from here, like who to look out for. Like in terms of like your future within this space, like, you know, I'm like, yeah, like 2022 is like 2021 for you. Like it's about to get wild. Like where would you like to see yourself? Like given like literally like, you know, we're all sort of in uncharted territory and like sort of trying to manifest our own paths. Like where would you like to end up? Is that like, is Latasha's story intrinsically tied to Zora's like forever, or like, you know, not that you have to say like, you know, cut them loose as soon as I, you know, send that $5 million. Just sort of curious, like what, you know, where you want to end up after all this.
Yo, Zora will always kind of be a part of my work, even if I end up like, you know, doing my own thing. I know that I'm gonna continue to develop and grow with Zora because it's truly family. So I know I'm going to be with Zora for a long time. They can't kick me out now. It's a wrap. But but I feel what's going to happen in the next few years, or like at least what I'm envisioning and keeping very loose with my vision, because planning in Web3 is a joke. But what I'm hoping for is a tour. I really want to create a tour out of Zortopia and like festivals, Web3 festivals. I want to also create a creative agency that helps artists have their own agency. That's like my heart work. I don't want to create like another record label. I really want to just support other artists creating their own blueprint and really do the work in that realm. And then really fire albums. I love making music, and you know, if I could become, I don't want to call myself the Beyonce of Web3 because that's so corny, but I would like to like take Web3 music and make it mainstream. I would like to be one of the first artists to bring that to the forefront and allow people to see a new success out of it, you know? And then just like vacation when I want, collect all the art that I want to, because I'm a big baller ETH head now, or a whale, or whatever you guys call it. And just have some fun. I want to just enjoy and retire from, you know, all the work like in the next couple of years and just have fun and just create more projects that support more artists and put more really dope artists to the forefront and continue to, you know, be a dope artist in that.
Oh yeah. I love that vision. I love that dream.
Thanks.
And then to wrap things up, we always like to ask one final question. And it's almost like a part two to the question that I asked you before. Mm-hmm. But outside of the musicians and artists that you're collecting, like if we were to very intrusively look through your wallet, like what else will we find in there? I'm curious about that.
My wallet right now?
Yeah.
Your crypto wallet.
I know my crypto wallet. I'm not gonna tell you I wasn't my actual wallet because actually there's hardly anything in there anymore. But everything is in crypto and in the webs. In my crypto wallet, you could find like all my homies. I wanted to shout out Clara too, who's like my boo. I have some of her work in there. I got some doodles. I got some rare pandas, I want to call them rare bandas, or I can't remember their name, but they're fire. And they gave me some for my birthday. Damn, now I gotta just go in my wallet because I'm gonna mess up. I got some ENSs, I got some rare panthers, of course, I got my Zorbs, you know, I got my Zorbs. Mm-hmm. I got a homie. I have a real rug. I got some terraforms, which are some of my favorites. I got my crypto coven because we're going to do some brujeria together on this Web3 thing. I got Villains by Feltzine. I love Feltzine, by the way. Shout out to Feltzine. I got a lot of their work. I got the headphones by Aluna, who's really fucking fire in this space too. Encryptus. I just saw that Gary Vee shouted out Encryptus too, which was really cool to witness. Sad Girls Bar, which is also one of my favorites. I got a Holly Plus Genesis token, so I'm pretty fancy. I also have Atta Bombs because that's the fam. And Long Necky Ladies because I love, you know, what Nyla's doing. I think she's so sweet and sweet pie. And Boss Beauties, you know? And then on Zora, I have some real fire art on Zora. I love all the art that I've collected on Zora from all kinds of worlds of artists. Yeah, I have a lot. I've collected a lot. I didn't even realize how much fucking NFTs I've collected.
It piles up quick.
Yo! I got a little lemon head too. The little lemon friends. They're so cute. Now I have I also have a party bid punk. I have three party bid punks that I was a part of. Yeah, I got a lot. And then I got mad tokens, all kinds of weird tokens that I don't know what they're gonna be worth, but I'm excited about it. So that's where I'm at.
And then let the folks know where they should be following you, where they should be following Zora, what's next on the calendar of events coming up. Like, hit them with all the things they need to know.
Yes, big bless. So you can follow me at Call Me Latasha, LATASHA. And then I spell my name LATASHA with an accent on the last A. And then Zora has so much coming up. Oh my God. But next week we launch something really special by now, and you guys will get into that. And then we have V3 coming. I'm giving you guys all the alpha right now. Wow. And then Zoratopia is coming up. We have another seminar hangout the 26th with Jacob and Dee from Zora. So they will actually be in the building talking about Zora. And this year we're doing a lot of Zoratopia touring throughout the country and possibly London and Berlin. And I got a lot of music videos coming up. I've been opening my vault, so a lot more is coming very soon. So make sure you guys collect, because you know by the end of this year the price has gone all the way up. So Yeah, that's life right now. For now, you know how this Web3 thing goes. Life changes every 2 minutes, but that's where we are right now.
That's awesome. Latasha, it's been an absolute pleasure to chat with you.
Thank you, guys.
Dig into your past as a creator, your present and your future as a creator, but then also everything that's going on at Zora.
Thank you. We really appreciate it. We're really grateful for all the love.
Hell yeah. So just keep doing your thing, and really, really excited to watch the journey that you're on right now with Zora heading forward.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Latasha. It's been great.
Take care, guys.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to this week's episode. Just want to give a quick shout out to our sponsor, Proof of Beauty. Proof of Beauty is an experimental digital experience studio. The blockchain is their canvas and the tokens are their brush. You can learn more about Proof of Beauty by checking out pob.studio. You can follow them on Twitter as well at PRRFBeauty. That's PRRFBeauty. Beauty on Twitter and pob.studio on their homepage to learn more about their projects like Hash, London, and Publico. Thank you, and see you in the next episode.